Ohio Senator J.D. Vance has changed his tune since calling Donald Trump dangerous and unfit for office.
I'm going to vote third party because I can't stomach Trump. I think that he's noxious and is leading the white working class to a very dark place.
That was J.D. Vance speaking to NPR back in 2016, but the two have since become allies. Trump endorsed Vance in his successful 2022 Ohio Senate campaign. Vance's Senate seat is his first elected public office position ever. He only entered politics in 2021. After a meteoric rise, Vance, at 39, would be the third youngest vice president in U.S. history. Joe Biden called him a clone of Trump. Vance, like Trump, has asserted without evidence that the 2020 election was stolen, and he's argued Trump is immune from criminal prosecution. Democrats are warning against a potential vice president that, unlike former Vice President Mike Pence, who refused Trump's call not to certify the 2020 election results, might back any of Trump's potential extreme or authoritarian positions. Here's Biden campaign manager Jen O'Malley-Dillon.
Clearly, Vance won Trump's sweepstakes by passing his MAGA litmus test with flying colors. You know, he picked Trump picked J.D. Vance as his running mate because he will do what Mike Pence wouldn't on January 6th, bend over backwards to enable Trump and his extreme MAGA agenda, even if it means breaking the law, and certainly no matter the harm to the American people.
As for specific issues, Vance touts an America First foreign policy and favors less interventionism. He wants to scale back aid to Ukraine. However, he remains staunchly committed to Israel and sending aid and weapons there. As for domestic policies, Vance is a free market capitalist, favors tariffs on imported goods, and wants to facilitate mass deportations of undocumented migrants. But it's his stance on abortion that worries most Democrats. During his senatorial campaign, he signaled support for a national 15-week abortion ban. Last year, Vance pushed to allow police to access the medical records of people seeking abortions. Here's New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker speaking about the new Republican ticket Tuesday while campaigning for Biden in Milwaukee, the same city where the RNC is taking place this week.
J.D. Vance and Donald Trump have said awful things about criminalizing people who seek abortion care. They have attacked Planned Parenthood time and time again, trying to defund it. They put us in this dystopian world where we criminalize women or doctors that try to save women's lives.
Vance first gained fame for his best-selling memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, which chronicles his upbringing in poverty in Middletown, Ohio, and highlights the Appalachian values held by his Kentucky family. Vance is seen by some, and paints himself, as a man of the people who can connect with the millions of Americans in Appalachia and in the industrial heartland, many of whom struggle with poverty and addiction. Vance describes abusive alcoholic grandparents and a mother addicted to drugs. In 2020, director Ron Howard made Hillbilly Elegy into a film starring Amy Adams. America will get to hear a lot more from J.D. Vance when he faces off against Vice President Kamala Harris in a debate. That one's not yet scheduled. For KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Atta Shaheen.